depression can just lead to other really severe consequences. And the end result of that is, you know, suicide. And we do have a very high suicide rate in the state.
A nationally observed day leads to free depression screenings in the Upper Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Two workshops bring the expertise of the University of Alaska to Haines this week. In the first workshop, assistant professor with the university, Sanjay Kukul, explains how to detect mold and moisture problems in your home and teaches how to take care of them. Stephanie Scott explains.
Everything you ever wanted to know about mold and mildew in your house. So you'll be learning how to recognize mold problems if you have them, and what health concerns can come up related to mold, living with mold, and then what you can do to combat it. And I think those are three very important points.
The mold workshop is Wednesday, October 7th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Haines Library. Attendance is free. Then, on Thursday, October 8th, a second workshop deals with how to use solar energy in Alaska homes. That class, which is from 4 to 8:45 p.m. at the Haines Library, is $10 to cover the cost of a solar design manual.
The title of the solar workshop is Adapting Solar Energy to Your Alaskan Home. So it's very particular to our region. Rich Seifert is very enthusiastic about the potential for using solar as renewable energy here in the Lynn Canal. And I hopefully some people who are already applying photovoltaics to their own energy sources are going to be in attendance. So they will be additional resources, you know, right here. People you can consult after the workshop when you're ready to buy your panels and put them up. So I think it'll be good.
The workshops were arranged by the Haines Energy and Sustainability Commission and provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service. The program was created in 1930 as a way to extend research-based knowledge in a useful way to the people of Alaska.
Just show up, come with your curiosity, and let's learn.
A later sunrise and an earlier sunset is ticking 4 minutes a day off the Northern Lynn Canal's daylight right now. But that approaching darkness is not only about losing sunlight, according to mental health professionals. Thursday, October 8th, is National Depression Screening Day, and a chance to point to the many depression resources in Skagway, Klukwan, and Haines. Nancy Johnson is a licensed professional counselor at Search Clinic in Haines, just one of the local centers that offers depression screening year-round.
It is a day set up to, you know, bring attention to depression and to, obviously, people who might be skeptical of coming into a mental health agency and giving them the opportunity to be screened.
Becky Chapin is with Lynn Canal Counseling, another resource with offices in Skagway and Haines. She says screening for depression is a big deal as we approach winter, saying seasonal affective disorder, or winter depression, is locally prevalent, while depression leading to suicide is a big problem in the state. Again, Search's Nancy Johnson.
The resources we have here in town, and all of us do depression screening. That's sort of one of the things that we do when somebody comes in and is, maybe they don't even realize that they're depressed, but, you know, that's a part of our job, is to kind of be on the lookout for those kind of things. So we generally screen when somebody comes in, and then we have specific tools that we can use that are specific for screening for depression or anxiety or hopelessness.
Mental health professionals say that symptoms of depression can be as simple as changes in sleeping and eating patterns, or as serious as thoughts of suicide.
We all have bad days, but depression is a persistent, sad, anxious, or empty mood, and that goes over time, like you just can't shake it. I think persistent is the key word here, and people can be sleeping too much, they can be sleeping too little. They can have an increase in the appetite or a decrease in the appetite or weight loss or weight gain. Another big key is loss of interest or pleasure in activities they once enjoyed. Irritability, restlessness. Another key one is difficulty concentrating, making decisions, fatigue, loss of energy. And then, of course, one of the big depression things that we definitely are unaware of is people who become sad and depressed, have thoughts of suicide, hurting themselves. So those are, I'd say, the key things that we screen for.
The resources available to people of the Upper Lynn Canal range from private sources online to personalized therapy in their own town. Johnson says that variety of resources is important to offer something for everyone, and also because of the stigma associated with depression.
You know, there is still a stigma out there around people who have emotional or mental health issues, and we try very hard to make that a sort of an invisible line there. You know, it is difficult, and I think that's why we try to make it as accessible as we can, and also that's the goal of the medical community and the mental health community, is to integrate our health, because we are, it's not separate. Our emotional and our physical health are not separate. So if people can start to look at it like, oh, whoa, yeah, instead of, oh, I've got a mental illness, or, oh, I must be crazy, it's about treating your whole, the whole person. And I think that's what the goal hopefully would be.
One-on-one appointments for depression screenings are available through Lynn Canal Counseling in Cluckwan, Haines, and Skagway, Search Clinic for Haines and Cluckwan, Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway, the public health nurse in Haines, and any private physicians. And walk-in appointments and emergency appointments are also an option. And Nancy Johnson from Search says a depression screening is as easy as having a conversation.
First of all, the client has to feel comfortable coming into a situation. So we always try to make the client feel comfortable, and that's just about giving them information, making them feel comfortable with who we are. I mean, letting them know who we are and those kind of things. And then it's usually just, you know, sort of a conversation. If they're just walking in for the first time, or if they're making an appointment, it's really about getting to know them and getting an idea of what's going on in their life that's creating this, quote, if you want to use the word depression. And then we might do a depression scale, or we might, if they're suicidal, if they've even, say, been talking about suicide, we have a suicide assessment that we can do. And then, basically, it's providing them choices about what they want to do.
Other resources in Skagway, Haines, and Cluckwan include books at libraries, clergy guidance, and free pamphlets at health provider offices. Also, two counseling centers are currently building a mental health resource library.
Lynn Canal, they are just working on a small grant that we're going to participate in also. And we're going to be buying books to put in the library on some mental health issues, so that people can go in and take these books out and sort of in an anonymous way. Sometimes even at the library, people don't want to take books out because they, you know, might feel that somebody might think that they are sick or whatever. And I think that's a really excellent program, that together we're going to be buying books that we think, you know, would be helpful for people along different lines of mental health issues. So that's one thing that, yes, it is coming up that I think will be helpful. Of course, our library has a great resource, and there are a lot of resources over there.
Of course, resources abound online, too, Chapin says, mentioning that Lynn Canal Counseling has a resource tab on their website. She also directs people to the National Alliance on Mental Health at NAMI.org. And beginning on National Depression Screening Day, Lynn Canal Counseling is offering free depression screenings by appointment. To set one up between October 8th and 23rd, call LCC at 766-2177.
You know, I think most of the community is aware that depression can just lead to other really severe consequences, and the end result of that is, you know, suicide. And we do have a very high suicide rate in the state, and it's one of the areas that we are working hard to prevent. And the way to prevent it is to catch people early, when they're early signs of depression or when they're having a difficult time, and hopefully give them some resources and some, you know, some tools and skills to work with, so that we don't end up with a, you know, this incredibly high suicide rate. But the other thing is, people's lives are really affected by depression. It can break up a family. It can, you can lose your job. There's all kinds of things that being depressed can lead to. And a lot of people just don't connect the two. They don't connect that maybe they are depressed or they are sad, and that's why they don't want to go to work, or they're, you know, having difficulty with their relationship or something like that.
A community walking event in Haines is part of a statewide campaign to promote healthy physical activity for Alaska Natives. On October 10th, all members of the community are invited to be part of a Totem to Totem walk, which is part of the Just Move It campaign by the Search Clinic. Similar walks are taking place in Angoon, Juneau, Cake, Klawock, and Sitka. The Totem to Totem walk in Haines begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 10th at the Haines School Friendship Totem Pole. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Share your local news with anyone. Just send them a link to khns.org. Archives of past newscasts are under the Listen tab.